They're involved in the Vavim and Beis. And the Machlek is Rashi Tosfos. So the Gemara says, "Mekadesh mamil ve'ini mekudeshes, v'anos mamil mekudeshes, v'osel la'asos kei b'nei harom ha'sarivis." So Rashi explains, the Gemara explains, what is the Anoas Milva that's also Mishum Arobas Rivas? So Gemara says, Ilema de Iskifo de Omale Arboba Hamisha, her Rivas Mal Yosu. If what's happening over here is that the Chosin says to the Kalam that I want to marry you with the extra, with the ribbis that we charged, the ribbis that we said that was part of the deal of this loan. So the Omar la Baba Hamisha her ribbis mal yosa. That's ribbis mal yosa. Bo dainu milva, and that's also the milva itself. So lo tzericha da arvach la zimna. So there are. There are two halachas of ribbis that this Gemara is opening up for us. All right, in other words, just trying to understand the hilchas ribbis of the sugya. Yes, Rashi and Tosfos discuss it, and according to the Vilna Gaon, this Rashi and Tosfos is a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. And we can use it to gain some insight into one of the halachas of ribbis, so we'll try to work that out in this morning's shiur. So there are two kinds of ribbis in the sugya. One is ribbis ma'al yosa, and one is aromas ribbis. What's ribbis ma'al yosa? So ribbis ma'al yosa is Rashi, mikra abov ha'chamisha, v'ashtam l'skachili bezuzei chamisha. What do we learn about ribbis ma'al yosa? So the interesting thing that we learn is that Hainu milva, she'af hazuz hazeh kvar mechuyeves v'aymedes. That ribbis mal yosa is a choyiv. Ribbis mal yosa is an obligation. Gemara says that ribbis mal yosa is, the Gemara does not say what we probably would have said if we were. Right? If I were to ask you, I'm a kadesh es ishtoi bes. In other words, Reuben says to Leah, he's over Nisir Deiraisa, and I'm lending you $4, I want $5 back. She's over Nisir Deiraisa, and she says, good, I'm accepting, I need the money. Good. Now, they fall in love with each other because they're both Ava Yonim, and what the Meshachan says, Valdo Shirach, Min Bemidai, right? So he says, so when you get married, so they say, it's a good idea. So then he says, hey, Yais, that we met through Rivas. Let's get married with Rivas. All right? So he says, Ramakudeshously, Rivas. So she says, so the halacha is, didn't work. Now you and I would have said, knowing, if we knew nothing about Rivas, what would we have said? Why are they not married? We would have said, what do you mean?
That she really has the extra fruit to buy her.
So I would take issue with that. I don't think that would be the Muskar Mishnah. I think that's what you've learned a little bit. But that have any learned. Who wants to offend anybody? But if you're volunteering, go ahead. If you wouldn't have learned anything, what would you say?
Ribbis is just
Osir. Was that?
Ribbis is Osir.
And therefore?
Mitzvah Baba Be'er.
Can't be Mekadosh Mitzvah Davaris,
or? Okay. Who would have said it'd be a little bit, I hear what you're saying. But is that really correct? That you can't be Mekadosh with something which is Osir Bahanoah, because it has no value. Was that? What do you mean? Yeah, that has no value. But would it be a mitzvah? I'm not sure if it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Okay. It's the kinyan. If I would purchase something from you with something that I shouldn't have that I got b'isur. Marshal, if I stole something, and then I—that's not a good example. say, if I stole something and I do Ashini Rishus on it, so that I can buy from with it. But what would you have said? Mayor, what would you say? That it's a... Go ahead. Why should it be chal? What would be the svar that it shouldn't be chal? The kedusha shouldn't be chal. So you could say that I did something with an iser. Know what you say?
I don't know. Why do you have to get into the mitzvah baba there? Why don't you just say like stam, like it's something, like it's usher, you can't do it.
Maybe, and therefore
maybe,
what?
Maybe in Achinami, if you do it, this technically is something which could be chal, but we say don't do it because it's an iser ribbis. It's not a problem with gavi kedushin. It's something which is usher to do, but. Like but you could say fundamentally, this milva ribbis is something which you could use for kedushin.
And as a moshe, I'll take Beniz a step further. If I would go to Beis Din, and I would say to Beis Din, we made a deal. I know that we did an Issa Deraisa. We made a deal. Two guys made a deal. I lend them $4. The deal was pay $5 back. Right? We were both masking to be over an Issa Deraisa. Good. Now. Set aside for a moment, like, Basin can't do this, but the point is, would I be able to file for it in Basin? Would Basin collect the money for me? Obviously not. So if Basin wouldn't collect the money for me, is it really my money? You know, in other words, the L'chorah, if we would not have this sugya, then we would say, of course you cannot be Makadosh with the ribbis. So on one level you say it's a dovish. It says it just sounds strange as that. Easter, you know. I understand that, but you could say even a little bit sharper. And what Binny's saying, it's not really my money. It's not my money because I Basin won't get it for me. If I can't list it as my assets. Let's say in a non-Jewish system. If I have money coming in that's ribbis money, right? So then that's receivables. That's an asset, right? If I invest in something, right? And the investment's supposed to have a certain revenue. So that, it's a guaranteed revenue, right? So that's something that a bond has actual value. But that's what Eli was saying before. I didn't know what you're saying. It's not chal. In other words, l'chayra, the Torah says you can't do it, and that choyv should not be chal. I didn't know what you're saying. The choyv shouldn't be chal. If the choyv is not chal, so the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, because it's a milva. So it's a big chiddush. Because what the Gemara is saying is that it's a shibud, which it is a shibud, which I am not allowed to collect. It's also for me to act in the shibud. The deal was a decent deal, and the Torah says you cannot collect that money. But on one level, that's what we pointed out last week. Hilchos Ribbis is in Yeridei, not in Choshen Mishpat. Hilchos Ribbis is that on one level the Torah is respecting the deal that was made. You and I agreed on something. We agreed that you can use my four dinarim if you give an extra dinar back. On one level, if you turn around and say, Ribbis, I got my four dinarim and you are not getting your fifth dinar, on one level that's a ramos. I didn't keep the deal. I used something under certain conditions. I didn't fulfill those conditions. I can't, because Baruch Hu says you can't. I'm stuck. But in Choshen Mishpat, we have a deal, and the Gemara takes and the Gemara points that out, because the Gemara could have said you've no right to make a deal with the ribbis, and therefore the ribbis is not, it's just not there. There is no fifth dinner. Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the fifth dinner is a milva, and has the same, is governed by the same chisaron as milva leitzah nitna. So that's one very important halacha in ribbis, that the Torah sees it as money which I am not able to access. Torah says no. Then, excuse me. Then the Gemara says another din in ribis we should know, and that is the irvach lozman. His kachi zu sha'at ha'yis nesenes pruta la'odam she'yifa yiseni al kach only, or you give it to me, v'afilu la'agar nata lo'idomi kalal v'impirishu le'kach mikudeshes v'aromas ribizu v'loi ribiz gomer. So now Rashi explains, ilchus ribiz. Why is it ribiz haroma not ribiz gomer dil lo'i kotzlo midei v'loi midei shokal minei. The loiva, the malva does not end up taking anything from the loiva. Right? The loiva borrowed $1,000. The loiva is going to pay back $1,000. That the loiva will pay back $1,000 and become his wife, that the Rishonim say, we discussed last week, that's not ribus. Either because he's not kind of a gufa, or because it's kind of odin lazim, heavy lim shot. But that's not ribis. So now the Gemara says, and the fact that the lovem wants, the fact that the malva now says to the lova, I will give you another month to pay back, and with that hando, you now, I want you to mekadesh me. Normally, I would have to give you a pruta, right? The mal would have to give a pruta to marry her. And here, the lova is saying, I'll save you a pruta. So the lova is giving back to the malva now $1,000, marriage, all right, that we said is not, and the value of a pruta. Right, so the value of the pruta now is being dressed up as the money that you would have paid in order to get harvachas man, and I'm marrying, and you should give me that pruta, and I'm saving you giving me that pruta, so marry that pruta. Good. So that's why it's called haromas ribis. Where's the ribbis over here? The ribbis over here is that I saved the pruta. All right? So Rashi says, and why is, at the end of the day, I get my $1,000 and I get pruta value from this lova. But the lova didn't give me anything. The lova saved me from paying a pruta. And it's like cut. So there's two separable reasons why this is not ribbis deraisa. So Tosfos says, "Perish makunt v'shoyse chayevus levenosin lazman v'omles kachli bano zushar ha'is nesenes l'odem pruta shifes ani al kach v'im pirish lo kach mikudeshes v'aromas ribis who dehavi v'leivus gomer v'leik kotzlam v'leik midei." What's v'leik kotzlam midei? So that's a din in ribis. Gemara says, the Torah says that ribis is called leisashech. That it's a Easter for both Lov and Malva, and the Torah says use the lotion of don't bite each other. Kin osulus asek ben Lov umalva beribis, all the shenemer letisimin olav neshech. Right, the two lishonos that the Torah has for ribis, neshech and marbis. So marbis, we understand. Marbis means that I'm using my money to increase. Why does the Torah, or what do we learn from the fact that the Torah uses the lashon of neshech? There has to be a bite, so to speak. So Rashi and Chumash says that it is that neshech is something where there's an avlo which increases. Right. In other words, I need money, and you're exacting. I'm in trouble, You have money you don't need. I have a huge chov, and now you're exacting more problems from me. I have to spend more to solve my problem. And Bechazal and Bav Metzid, the beginning of Yisro Neshach, they darshan that there has to be a maisa neshicha, so to speak. Since the Torah referred to it as neshach, there has to be a point where there's a bite, so to speak. So Chazal say that is the requirement of stating at the very beginning. You'll get the $1,000, but there's a neshach involved. It'll cost you more. The Ritva, the beginning of Ezo Neshach, he says that the idea of neshach is there has to be something shechesroinon niker. What's the idea of a bite? That you see that something's missing, right? So they say, if a person, the way we do, what ribbis nowadays, payment, a payment plan, right? You don't see the bite, right? You buy something for $3,000, and every month you pay $100 until at the very end, you realize, oh, I paid $3,500. There's no point where you say, there's a neshach over here. That's why, that's how the credit system works over here, right? So there's a percentage built in, but you never feel that's part of the lure, right? I can spread it out, and then there's no point where I say, oh. So the Torah says, the Gevidva explains that when the Torah says neshach, it means it has to be, you have to feel it, you have to know it has it happening. So if at the beginning we don't discuss it at all, I'm lending you $1,000. And then at some point you say, well, the guy's been a nice guy. He borrowed money in order to give me this money. So I want to give him more. There's no neshach. There's no chisern aniker. But if he says at the very beginning that this is going to be, there's going to be a requirement, call it a percentage, so then that becomes a neshach aniker. So the Ritva says that's Loisa Simon Olav Neshach. Ritva said the part of the drosha is that Mishas Halva, when you place the money in place, it has to be with a Neshicha.
So that wouldn't be Rivas?
It would be, it may not, if there was never a neshach, if there was never an articulated increase, it would not be ribbis de raisa. So for example, let's say, classic case is when I buy something and then I get nailed for late payments. That would not be neshach de raisa on two counts. Number one is it was never a real loan. It was a defaulted payment, and number two, that the percentage increase was spelled later on.
It's generally spelled at the beginning of the contract before you enter. It's not.
So then again,
at that point, because you think, oh, I'm going to pay.
So if it's so,
it's definitely constant beforehand.
Right. So then, in that case, it would be an issue. Yeah. But that's the whole point. The whole point is when I use my credit card. So I know then and there that if I don't pay back by a certain time, then there's going to be it's going to cost me more. So that's neshach.
So Rabbi's saying that according to the Ritva, neshach only occurs if it's predetermined.
What's the other alternative of being predetermined?
That, I mean, sorry, agreed upon by both parties. Like let's say. Let's
correct. Say yeah, for sure. Like if it's not agreed upon.
Well, I could, but
Ribbis is always agreed upon because it's part of the deal of borrowing the money.
But I could, as the creditor, couldn't I add on an additional neshach as like a punishment?
I mean, you can't do it because it's agreed upon by virtue of me having the money. No, Ribbis will always have a mechila element to it.
Isn't like a lot. What if I stipulate the ribbis in the middle of the loan?
That's the right we're coming to now.
Like isn't that
the, that's the issue we're coming to? Go ahead.
When you found the takers that said that if you pay late, then you have to pay more money.
Yeah.
Normally they think they pay late at the time when they sign it. So would that be considered a restoration?
I believe if it begins with a loan, the answer is yes. Yeah. If it begins with a mechanism.
Knowing that if it's late, then I'll pay more money.
I think so.
How would you ever have? And then, if the guy comes to you at the end and he never stipulated a late payment and says you have to pay me a late fee.
Then I'm potter, by the way. If it is not stipulated, I'm probably potter.
You don't have to pay.
In the case that I gave, it was not kotzutz because it began with the mekach u'memkar. It's not rivets because it began with mekach u'memkar, right? But it will be a case of. Halva that's not kotzos is if I'll take a very good case. If I lend you money and the value of the money goes up in price, right? I lend you. We're living in Eretz Yisrael, and I lend you American dollars. And 5 months from now, American dollars are of greater value. So now you end up paying back. I'm not saying to Shiloh how to do this. Let's say the American dollar, and you pay me back in shkolim. So that would be ribbis. It's not kotzitz. We didn't discuss. You end up having to pay me back. So that would be a form of ribbis shein kotzitz. All right. Let's not get hung on this right now. But in this case, it is. This is a good example. Because over here, I'm not lending you money again. I'm extending the loan, and I'm charging you for the extension of the loan. So I'm not attaching the increased amount to the loan itself. Right? Let's say I lend you money and add on a service fee. Whatever that means, right? I'm not sure exactly how you explain that, but if you can dress up on an invoice the service fee, so that would probably be a ribbis derabbanan. But there was no. I'm not saying that the amount of increase is part of the deal of using the money to begin with. All right. In other words. Take it a little bit sharper. The Gemara, the Rashi says that it's agar nata. Kotzitz means that I'm asking to pay for my opportunity cost. Right? A ribbis that's not kotzitz if I give it a different line item in the bill. So that would be ribbis shein kotzitz. So over here, this is a perfect example. And the ribbis shein kotzitz is because I'm telling you the reason that I'm asking for more money is not the opportunity cost of money, it's the service fee. What's the service fee? You want another month, you have to wine and dine me. That's the service fee, right? So I'm saying that. So Rashi says two reasons. It could not be Ribbis Dei Raisa because it was not Kotzutz. It could not be Ribbis Dei Raisa because nothing has been delivered to the Malveh. All right? Two separate reasons. Vinny, go ahead. Okay. So the Gemara says Tosfos. Tosfos can hear, V'kol shechein imocha lo koa milveh, v'oma lo skanchli v'anoas mechilazu mekudeshes, avuchi ki mekatshu bikram vois, lav mide yov lo, shekvar heim shalom, u'brishusa. Rashi drew the distinction between the hanoa of having the increased amount of time and the money itself, and that's what we learned on Wednesday. That distinction is a machlekes rishonim. Does that distinction exist? And the truth is that in the base medrash, so many of you grappled with that, right? Many of you were. Where the, you could probably could divide this year down. That there is part of many of you will say, I understand it, I get it. There is the hanah of having the loan, and there is the hanah of using the loan. Right? the way I explained it is there's the hano you get because you have $1,000 to pay bills. Then there's the relief that I'm going to be able to pay those bills. There's the relief that I can go to shul and I don't have a guy staring at me. I don't feel they're staring at me, right? I can go, I can answer the phone. So that's one hana. The other hana is, I do things. I pay my PSE, I pay my my creditors, I go to the Gilmacola and I pay. So I saw this being separable. And many of you said, that's all the same hana. The same hana, it's called relief, right? And that is the machlokes we showed him. Are they separable entities? And the Rambam and Rechanan said, can't separate it. There's no kol shechein. Hainu hach. I can say that nekuda about whether you can separate those kinds of hanos, Rashi accepts that they can be separated. V'kol shechein ha'moch ha'lo kol ha'milve v'omar iskad sheli b'mois ba'nos mechila zo v'kudeshes. And it sounds like Rambam and Rechanan say that is his kadosh b'milve. Aval ki mekadosh be'ikar ha'mois la'mid ha'yom lo shekvar heim shelo u'mishusa u'mash pirish. Says now Tosfos. U'mash pirish derivis k'tutza lo hehave kevon she'enu ish u'meisenes l'ish klum loy nehira. Tosfos takes issue with the second nekuda Rashi said. What do you mean that the Lova is not giving anything to the Malva? Not correct. Came into noisin law ze pruta bikidushin. Vilay nosin lo klum. He is supposed to give her a pruta, and he's not giving her a pruta. So he is receiving a pruta from the woman.
Just combining Rashi's two reasons.
Hold on. Umash Pirish Derivis Ktutza Lehave. Came in She'ena Isha Nesenesla. Le'ish Klum. Le'ish Nehira. Kevon Shunosin Laze Pruta Bekidushin. Ve'loi Nosan Lo Klum. Have Ki'ilu Nosna Loi Pruta Mamish. Ve'have Rivis Gomor. Now Taisva says, what is the case where it's clearly haromas ribis? Demone ainli chitin mamone yeshli shayech likres haromas ribis shemarim vlehavi agranotar. Right? What's the classic case of haromas ribis? That's when Reuven comes to Shimon. Says, please lend me $100. Shimon says, I don't have $100. I have wheat that is worth $100. So Reuven thinks, good, I'll do it. I'll figure out how to sell wheat. I'll take the $100 worth of wheat. I'll owe you $100. And I'll figure out, there are guys who sell wheat. I'm Yeshiva Bacher. I'll figure it out. I'll go to Baker's. I'll go to Mill. Then I have, after the first day or two of having wheat, and he's not so posh, every baker already has their vendors, they don't need a yeshiva guy coming with $100 worth of wheat. So then Reuven comes back to me and says, I want to give you a deal. I know you have $100 of wheat, because I let it to you. I'll unload that from you for $90. So Yeshiva Bacher says, Gevaldik, I was going to lose entirely. I'm going to give it away to the local gemach. All right, so I get $90 now. All right, so I'll be $10 short in my whole voice. Gevaldik. So now the Malva gets his wheat back. He makes $10 on it because he has all his regular vendors. He knows how to do this. And the Malva ends up, he'll get his $100 cash back from the Lova. And he has now, he's gained on the whole deal $10 because he's able to put the Lova in the situation of being vulnerable and wanting to undersell, or under, is that the word, undersell? No, the word is?
Underprice.
Underprice, under his, the sell. Good. That's Haromas Ribbis, right? There's a loan, there's a sale, happens to be the same two people, happens to be at the same at the time, but there are two separable transactions. It happens to be that two separable transactions happen to be the same person and the same people. So at the end of the day, it looks like that if this guy wanted to make $10, this is the way to do it. So that's Haromas Ribbis. But over here, there's one loive, one malve, there's one halva, right? That's not Haromas Ribbis. That's glaring Ribbis. Right? There's no, nothing getting dressed up over here. Rashi says we're dressing it up, extending the loan, right? We're dressing it up as a service charge. The Taisa says, loive, malve, more money, loan. So Rashi said that it's not agarnatar. Taisva says, not agarnatar, that means that you did all this acrobatics and that you end up making the money because you forced somebody to lower his price. That's not agarnatar. But loive malva, I guess that's agarnatar, just a little bit dressed up. L'chein pirushim ein hatam, da'ari yofa sho'isa chayev es mois la'odam acher. Taisva says, I'll give you Haromas Ribbis. Haromas Ribbis is, and I'll give you Harvachas Man. But the Harvachas Man is a third party. So now the Loive, he was a third party. I, the Chosson, am a third party. You know, a guy coming in from the outside to save this Kala from doom, right? She has to pay back money. She has to pay back to Yenim. She has to pay back to Shimon over there. She says, what? I'll get Shimon to give you Harvachas Man. Right? So now, that's Haromas Ribbis, right? Because the Kala is talking to a non-Malva. And the Malva is giving money to the Malva, right? And now the Kala ends up getting the loan for longer, and it costs her the pruta. She's going to lose a pruta. So then the ayri hocha shoyse chayev is mois on the macher. What's the Easter? So now Taisha says, my case is so far from real ribbis, it's taka mutter, not a Rama's ribbis. It's mutter. Why is it? Because you're allowed to. I'm allowed to go to the malva, and I'm allowed to talk to the guy in shul and say, I need $1,000. I know you can't do it, but you can speak to one of your friends. And you know you're very busy, and you have to call in a favor. I'll pay you for it. So the Gemara said, no, sorry, they ran. The malva says to the broker, the guy next to me in shul, says to an alleged malva, I'll make it worth your while to lend this woman $1,000. Right? I will take care of the ribbis for you. So the malva gets a incentive fee from some nice guy in shul in order to lend money to. So the Gemara says, that's taka mutter. That's not a problem. He says the only time that this would seem to be a problem is if it looks like that the broker is the shliach of the loive. So Tosfos says that in the case where the guy next to me in shul gets nothing out of this. He ends up just giving the money to the broker, and he gets absolutely nothing out of this. And a chanami, that is called a malva, getting an incentive fee to give the Allah. Mutter. But if the broker now, the guy who's giving the incentive fee, now gets something from the lova, so that's what we call it a trail. What's it called? The word for this. Anyways, that's what makes this look, this does not look good anymore. Why? Because...
Was
that?
Is that he's getting something, or he's
like, yeah, he's getting something, and therefore he looks like a shliach from the loiva. Right?
Like, why do you have to add in the fact that he's getting something? No, it's because he looks like a shliach, and looks like he's...
Well, that's what it says.
That's
because
you're getting something.
Was that? And that's what makes it aroma's rivers. That's what makes it aroma's rivers. Okay? Now, coming back to what we have to focus on. What's the nekudas ha-machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? All right, Rashi said that this is not. We want to filter out from here the bivis issue that separates Rashi and Tosfos, right? Where Rashi says that this is ribis haromis ribis, and Tosfos says, I don't think it's ribis. And Tosfos says this is, what does he call it? Sounds like it's calling Rivers Gomer, right?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he combine Rashi's two reasons?
Well, he has to, because
Rashi presents Rivers Kitzutz on the fact that he's not getting anything. It's two separate reasons. Rashi Tosfos says, no, Rashi says Rivers Kitzutz a kibon shenish no
selish
plum.
Correct.
That's what Rashi says. Rashi says there are two different reasons. Tosfos is learning it as one reason, and therefore he's...
Is partly correct. Tosfos says this is ribis, right? Tosfos says this is ribis ktsutza. Right? A mashet pirish, the ribis ktsutza have a kevish in the ish and they send us ish klum loy nehira. Hold on, please. A mashet pirish, the ribis ktsutza have a kevish shein ish and they send us ish klum loy nehira. Kevish who no saying. La ze pruta b'kiddushin, right? V'loi nosan l'klum habiki ilu nosan loy pruta mamish. That ribis gomer, right? So what you're saying is correct, that Tosfos refers to ribis gomer. Tosfos addresses one of the points that Rashi makes, and Tosfos does not address the other point that Rashi makes. Okay, you're saying so. Please, just let me finish the sentence. Tosfos, you're correct in saying that Tosfos calls it Ribas Gomer. That's correct. Rashi made two points why it's not called Ribas De Raisa. One is like it was not Ketzitza, and the other is that nothing was transferred from the Loiva to the Malva. All right? The point that Binny's putting out is crucial to understanding where we're going with the Sugya. So what he's pointing out is the Nakuda we're going to focus on right now, all right? But let's get just to read the Tosfos straight. The Tosfos says, I disagree with Rashi. I call it Ribas Gomer, right? And then he says, and why do I call it Ribas Gomer? Because Rashi said that nothing is going from the woman to the man, and something is going from the woman to the man, all right? Is that a correct reading of Tosfos, Vinny? Correct. Well, which thing is correct? Obviously, Tosfos disagrees with what you just said. We have to figure that out. Right? Go ahead.
I don't think you can even die from Rashi that it's two separate reasons. It's just, he's saying, because the expression of the act of ktitza, whatever the noun would be, is the act of giving. If it's not ktitza, you're not giving anything. So you can't. Apisvara doesn't make sense to say that there are two separate reasons.
Okay. Now, you're suggesting that Rashi says the same idea. You're saying that Leikotzla is just another over-dramatizing that he didn't get anything from her. Right? So Lania's diet, I don't think it's correct because Ketsitsa is a technical term in the Sugya. So I don't think you can just say that he was a Medaik. Kotz is, when you learn Ribbis, Kotz is a huge term.
But how would you have one without the other?
We'll come to it. Go ahead.
Even from Tol's Lashon, it just doesn't sound like a good question. He even says, I be Ki'ilu Ribbis Gamar. Yeah, that's the point. It's Ki'ilu Ribbis Gamar. It's not Ribbis Gamar. That's what I was trying to get at over here.
So at the end of the, I don't know if Tos himself would say it's a Ribbis Deraisa, but he holds it's not Haramas Ribbis. He may hold it's Ribbis Rabbanon. Right? That's open to, but the point still is that. That Tosfos Lechora only addresses the issue, and he says that what Tosfos clearly points out is exactly what Vinny was saying, right? That the debate between Rashi and Tosfos is this considered to be a real transfer of funds or not? That's what you're saying. The one thing that Tosfos addresses is that the fact that the husband does not have to give the pruta. He doesn't have to buy a ring. He doesn't have to give her a ring. Right? He saves the money in the ring. So according to Tosfos, that is a significant transfer of funds. And according to Rashi, it is a non-transfer of funds. Right? So that is a very defined and targeted machlokes with Rashi and articulate Rashi and Tosfos. So Vinny says, but Lokotz wasn't addressed. Correct, all right? But what is addressed is this nakuda, right? Is this considered to be a transfer of funds? The fact that the chassan can say, I got another 3 hours, didn't have to go down to the store, didn't have to buy the ring, right? So what's the machlekes then? No, what would you say, Adam?
I was going to comment on that.
Go ahead.
I think we understood that when you think of the Havi Ribbis Gomer, he means Ribbis real Ribbis, like Abba Ribbis, and it's exactly because Rashi says two things, and he agrees to the first thing. He can't disagree because they didn't make that plan in the beginning, so it can never be Ribbis Deraisa, and he's only focusing on the second thing.
I said the truth is that is how I would have been the pshat. I would, the one thing that you can say in defense of Bini is that he calls Ribbis Ketsutza.
Yeah, Rashi didn't say that. He said Dilo Kutzla, but he exactly ignores that thing Rashi says because he's not addressing.
Well, I'm not sure if that's correct.
That's
not sure if that's correct. Max, are you going to say? What do you mean, Lishitasai?
What we're saying when we're dealing with the Kedushin, it doesn't actually.
Oh! Okay. Good.
Holding like the Rambam with the second word, there has to be a Dabra Kayam.
Could be. Good. So we pointed out that Rashi and Tosfos clearly picks on Rashi and says that not having to give the tambas, not having to give the pruta, according to that's clear that Rashi holds that is not nesina miloive lamalva. And Taisha says it is clearly Nesina Leibel Amalva. All right? In terms of answering Bini's question at this point, I would say that it's Ribbis Derabbanon, and Tosfos may accept Rashi's Ha'ara that there was no Ktsitsa Mishas Alva, possibly. Okay? What's the Nakudas HaMachloikas as to between Rashi and Tosfos? Then.
Could it be whether indirect involvement serves as a bach or Ribbis Gamor?
What do you mean indirect?
Meaning the indirect involvement, as in...
What are you calling indirect involvement?
the case Tosos talks about.
No. I want to focus on this Nakuda. Tosos says, I'll tell you what's... But they're still arguing in this Nakuda. Vinny?
If you say the Machlokas is people saving money, it's making me... Tosos says it is, and therefore it's considered rivis, and Rashi says it's not, but I think you say that the printed tradition is not. That would imply that Rashi... On your point that Rashi would care about the fact that there's a Dabar Kayim going on. But Rashi says, oh, well, if you need a Dabar Kayim, and since saving money is not making money, there isn't. You don't have something, which by the Rashi would hold that you do need tangibility, but we learned the Machlokas from Rashi is that's not true. If you say that the Machlokas saving money is making money, it implies that both of them hold that it matters that there's something tangible going on. But you said that Rashi doesn't hold that. So, how would that work out?
Right. Also, I just want to point out that we're looking at ribbis right now. We're not looking at what's considered to be a good maisa kiddushin. I have to keep the two separate right now. The two are, in other words, what Max was saying is that shitasa requires much more work because it's saying that tangibility or lack of tangibility is something transferred, and we know it's not transferred. We know it doesn't have any significance in the Mecha Chomemkar. So I would not want to go down that road right now, because this is a local machlokes within ribbis. So look at the Rambam. Hoyra Raboisai. Shamalve es chaveru uliacher zman tova choyvoi v'omar loy alove dor v'chatzeri ad she'achzir l'cho choyvecho hareza vak ribbis lefi shalei kotzas b'shas halva she'nemar loy sitcha loy b'neshach. Right? We could summarize the first 20 minutes of the shiur with this Rambam. Rabbi Saitad, Reuven lends money to Shimon, supposed to pay back Rosh Chodesh Kislev, comes Rosh Chodesh Kislev, V'omalei Aloiv, and the Aloiv says, you know, can't pay back right now. But you know what, I have an empty house, it could be your Hanukkah house, come in, move in for Kislev, for all of Kislev, you can stay until I pay back the loan. Says the Rambam, Ribbis de Rabbonon. Why? Shalei kotzatz b'shas halva. Because when he lent him the money, this is not part of the deal. Shenemar, and the terrorist says, leisitin le'b'neshach. It has to be b'neshach, has to be a bite, has to be recognizable, has to be leisitin. You have to give it with neshach. Hayra Rabbois, he says the Ravid, shamalves chaveret shenemar, omar rom chaye roishi. That was a bad psak. So, why the Rambam called his Rebbeim? They got it wrong, right? Lo yofe hayru. Shemegiyas manapi roin v'yavachli zimnei mishum ahu dira kishas matan bois damya v'kidushin yichichu. Says the Raven, what's the Rambam focusing on? That this is not shas halvom. It is Shas Halva, because he's due to pay back now, and he's not paying back now. So it is Shas Halva, right? And Kiddushin will prove it. Why? Because when it came to the Kiddushin case, so the Irvach Lazimnei, says the Ravid, that was the reason why the Gemara says that was a situation where the Gemara says that the Irvach Lezimnei is Osir. So what did the Rambam say to the Ravid? The Ravid says Irvach Lezimnei is Matan Mois. Mishum kishas matan mois damya v'kidushin yechichu. Right. So, what's the Ravid's point? That harvachas man is not tangible. Harvachas man is like shas matan mois. It's like a new loan, right? It's a new loan. So, what will the Ravid say? No? The Rabbi will say like Tosfos. Rabbi will say, you know why it's Haromas Ribbis? No, why?
Because
Because the Gemara is talking about a case of a third party, like Ben Otam. But in a Hanami, the Rabbi says the case that Rashi gave, that is going to be Ribbis. But because the Rabbi says it's Shas Matan Boys, right? And I'm giving you service and value. Right? And something is going from the Loive to the Malve. Right? And the Vilna Gaon says in this Beirut that if we wouldn't have the Vilna Gaon, we would say, well, it's a lot more to talk about over here. And that is Ketsutza, not Ketsutza, according to Rashi Tosfos. The Vilna Gaon says, you want to know what the Machlag is, remember, right? Ayin Rashi Tosfos, Kedushin Hei, Kedushin Vav Amud Beis. So the Vilna Gaon would finish the Shir by saying, right? He finished the Shir by saying that the primary machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is how do you view harvachas zman? Do you view that as a new loan or as an old loan? Right? And that's why Tosfos said, don't bother me with ketsutza. I don't need to discuss ketsutza. According to Rashi, it's loy kotzle midei, because it was never discussed. According to Tosfos, what do you mean it's being discussed right now? And right now we're having our Vachas Man. Right now we're discussing a new loan. So the Vilna Gaon says, of course the Tosfos doesn't have to address the Ketsutza, not Ketsutza. Because the way Tosfos views it is that it's patently clear to Tosfos it's a new loan. So the whole idea of Rashi's Ketsutza falls off. Once Tosfos says that there is something real going between the Loivet and the Malve, and Tosfos does not address Vinny's concern, that's because to Tosfos it was a davar poshut mode that there is a moment of ketsitza and there is a discussion and there's real money, finished. So the Vilna Gaon says that Nakuda was so clear to Tosfos, so patently obvious to Tosfos, he didn't express it. But that puts Tosfos, that makes the Ribbis Ketsutza language in the Tosfos being a Deiraisa. Right? Because Tosfos, I have my two Nakudas. One idea is an obvious idea, I don't have to even discuss it. The other idea is where is the Nesina Milev L'Malva? Because I hold that Mishtorshi, that's what it's called in Shas, Mishtorshi, not having to pay for something, that's real money. Right? But Rambam, when he learned Pshat Nesugyim, so he learned that Harvachas Man is not Shas Halva. Right? Right, when someone says not Shas Halva, and therefore he says that Leikotzatz b'Shas Halva, right? Leikotzatz b'Shas Halva.
Didn't Rambam say that it is b'Shas Halva? I think the Magen Mishnah says the reason. No, you're shel lokah. You're thinking of Rambam and Kedushin.
Ve'omar loy.
That was the case
there. Ve'omar loy alove dor b'chatzeri ad she'achzi l'cha choyvcha. Tarbei zava gribis. Why? Right. So the Vilna Gaon is pointing out that there is a double machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The one machlokes of whether Shas Halva is whether Harvachas Man is Kishas Halva. So that is an understood machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and that's the machlokes Rambam Raivin. The other machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos is whether saving somebody from having to expend money is that considered a nesinas miloive lemalve, right? And I was attractive to follow down Elazar Meir's approach and saying maybe that's the same machlokes of tangibility in Kiddushin, but l'chayra we should not go down that road. Number one is because we're going to end up crossing over, and number two, because it goes against the point that we've making until now, the tangibility is an issue of kicha. It's got to do with halva. It doesn't belong in the sugya of halva. Right? So l'chayra, that's not the issue over here is that they are both machloikesin in what's called kitsitsa. Right? And that would finally explain Vinny's ha'ora, that Teshus calls it Ribis Kitsutsa, and it would address Arya's point of Shleikots. Right? In other words, just coming back to this Nakuda of Kitsitsa is as the Ritva says, comes from Neshicha. So what's called Neshicha? So the Ritva has to be Nikr, has to be. So that's Lechori, that's the Nakuda over here. That if all I am saving you is not having to pay something, is that called a neshicha? Or is the Torah idea of ribis that you have to, when the loive gives the malva, he has to, and the malva has to actually get something. This is where we're not talking about necessarily tangible, but that's where Lozimir is coming from. It has to be something that's nicker, that's there. It could be a level of service in your house, right? It could be, so Tosva says, not having to expend funds, that's nicker enough. And Rashi says, no, not having to extend funds is not just like the machloikas of the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rashba, let's say. Rambam and Rashi on tangibility, is that exactly what we learned from Kicha Mistei Efron? They're trying to define what was the Kicha Mistei Efron. Over here, we're trying to define what's called a Neshicha, what's called Nikr, what's called, this is the pain of giving ribbis. So so Rambam and Tosas and Rashi, they say the excitement of not having to go and purchase the ring and the expense of the ring and saving me that, that's nikr, that's neshicha. And Rashi says, no, neshicha, the Torah's neshicha was kitsitsa, that I'm actually giving agar natar, that we discuss as agar natar, and that we're, and the same, and the machlokes Rambam Ravid is very, very similar. Because the Rambam Ravid is that what the Rambam is L'chor is saying is Agar Nata does not begin at Harvachas Mat. Right? And that's what Rashi is pointing out. L'chor, if I'm charging money because I don't get to use the money, so why would I start in the middle of the loan? The fact that I'm beginning in the middle of the loan indicates that's not agar nata. Now you can tell me that last month I didn't have any, nobody came to me for investment purposes, and therefore I couldn't use the money. Now I could use the money. That's an emes. That's an emes. But apparently, what Drashi is saying is the very, very fact that it's not b'shas hascholas halva, that shows it's not agar nata. That shows some kind of service fee. And the Ravid would say, Chayi Roishi, who says that? Why can't it be that it's that it wasn't Agar Nata last month? That it is Agar Nata. It said apparently the Machlekes Rambam and Rashi is that the Agar Nata aspect has to be also nicker, has to be announced. And if the Agar Nata aspect is hidden, so then that's not Rivers de Raisa. It has to be almost, that's part of the Ketzutza. Part of the Ketzutza. So again, we'll point you to the following. That the L'chayra, the Machlekes, Rishonim over here is defining this issue of Ketzutza. Alright? Hayotze Mikol Zeh. If you have, Hayotze Mikol Zeh, is that the we began by pointing out that Rivers is a legitimate form of earning money. Right? Which the Torah says is awesome. It's a moral form of earning money, which the Torah says is awesome. Right? The right that it's moral is that you charge from Yishim, mitzvah to charge from a guy. Right? In other words, the Torah recognizes, the Torah respects halva. The Torah respects that it's If you look at the Birka Shmuel, you don't have a chance to go into it now, but you have this Birka Shmuel, he quotes Rav Chaim as saying, you know what Ribbis is? Ribbis is Schirus. To make Schirus. I'm renting out my money. I can rent out my money. If I rent out my car, you have to pay for it. Why shouldn't I be able to rent out my money? You get to use my money for a while. Entirely legitimate. The terrorist is also. Right? So the idea of Ribbis Tzutza is that I'm now charging you for my money. I'm renting out my money. Good. So the din of Ktsutza, the Bishonim and they're arguing, is to what has to be, what when the Torah says that it's Neshech, that it's Ktsutza, it has to be negotiated, it has to be discussed. There has to be clarity. It has to be announced. It has to be enforced. That if it just sneaks in via a sale that I made, that's aroma. If it sneaks in because it happens to be that we're doing two deals, and I'm the Lova and the Malva and the Merch and the Lokeach, that's not clear Neshech, not clear Schar for my money. Now, the ambiguity can come from one of two ways. The ambiguity could come because you had my money for 3 years now, and now I'm charging you for the extra month. You call that Agarnata. That could be the ambiguity. That could take away the clarity of the Neshecha. There's another way to take away the clarity of the Neshecha, and that is, don't mean that when I give you back the money, to say money. It's true that we had another deal, and I saved you having to pay, so you didn't have to expend, right? But it's not, doesn't have the clarity of the Neshecha. You can't point to the money that you got because of Agarnat Meischiras. So that's the Rashi holds apparently, and those are two separable issues in what's Ktsutza. Tosfos says that both, they're all issues of Ktsutza. One is an issue of timing, and the other issue is the clarity, being able to follow the money going from one to the other. But they're all parts of Ktsutza. They're all parts of making the Neshecha very, very clear. And we can identify the Machlokes Rambam, Rashi Tosfos of timing as the Machlokes Rambam Raiva. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out. That Lechaira is the Marum Bokim is the Kiddush Nechichu, right? And the Machlokes Tosfos Rashi, that's distinct, that Tosfos the Drizna points out. All right? But this Mahalach, again, the no chidushim over here. This is the Vilna Gaon's Mahalach. This is Lechaira what Tosfos spells out. This is now we can take it all part of Ktsutza, and I think all the Lashon is fitting very, very well. All right, good, go ahead.
Where's this been? This film going?
What was it again?
Where's this film going?
Where's the film going?
There's one in the Maron Kumbh.
Yeah, the film going is in Yeridaya. I forget the simon, but it was. The Beir HaGro and Shulchan Aruch. That's what you're asking. The Shulchan Aruch and he had been buried in the fine print. You'll see that that's what he pointed out. It's the three lines. It's a classic Beir HaGro. It says, then Rashi does. Good, Vinny, go ahead.